This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are recapping Sierra Nevada Beer Camp at Navy Pier, hitting up Haymarket and Greenbush in Michigan, and then we got the Craft Beer Fest in the Lincoln Park Zoo that you should be checking out.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. Every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad, I'm Nick White.
And back in the studio after, I feel like a long weekend, but it was just a normal weekend.
Just a normal weekend, man. You had the AC blowing, had Bruce Hornsby on the range.
Yeah.
Playing in the background. It's a different you, man.
It got warm outside. You had to turn the air on this week.
It's a scorcher, man. I think first time since 2012. Now we're talking like this is a fucking weather show.
That, but you had to turn the air on?
No, it was loud. It was the high. It was 95 is the most it's been since like 5 years.
All right, let's toss it to Steve for sports now. And but you know what? Beer always helps with the weather.
And so beer over everything, man.
Yeah, so we're drinking this 5% farmhouse wheat ale from Burnt City.
Yeah, man.
Balloon Boy.
Burnt City is run by the Saller brothers. There's Ben, mm-hmm. and then there's John. I believe we had John on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and their brew pub is by the Lilas in Lincoln Park.
Right.
But then their production facility where these are probably coming from is down in Pullman, the old J's Potato Chip Factory.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So this is their farmhouse wheat ale. Mm-hmm. Good choice.
And they do the sticker thing too, but they have like colored cans.
I like that. And Half Acre, I noticed, does that too. They got a purple sticker, but then the can is also purple.
Oh, yeah. Half Acre does that?
Yeah.
On like some limited release stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, they did on like Double Daisy Cutter, I think, right?
Yeah.
Galactic Daisy Cutter. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I'm digging this beer. The first sip was like a little, I won't say off-putting because it was like kind of funky and tart and I wasn't ready for it. But as you take a few drinks, you warm up to it. Yeah, so that's what we do here on Chicago Beer Pass. We drink beer, we talk about drinking beer, and we talk about the events we're headed to this coming week.
Right on.
So let's do it. Let's jump into this past week. You were all over the place. If anyone's following us on Instagram, Nick was blowing that up.
Instagram was good this week.
Yeah.
It was a good IG week.
Kick it off. Where'd you make it to?
All right, let's see. We'll start at a place that we've been, that we recorded the show at
Side Door.
Thank you. Side Door for the Solemn Oath Beer Dinner. So this was super last minute. And our guy, Jeff Vandertuck, who was a beverage manager, now he's at Dusick's out of Pilsen. So he wasn't there. But the we're still friends with the guys who coordinate events there. So we ended up going. This is 5 courses at Side Door. They got a new chef. The chef came over from Sullivan's. And then also the good folks from Solemn Oath in Naperville were there. Yeah, so it started with the fun sponge.
Yeah,
right? The Belgo Pale. They said that's going away. Really? It's going away in favor of the one we had on the show, the Lou.
Yeah.
The Kolsch.
Okay.
That Kolsch is really nice.
Okay, I could see that. I think that's a good call by them.
Yeah, they were saying, it came about where like a friend of the brewery just hung out in Germany for like 2 months, and they were really proud of that recipe. They closed that dinner out with something called Limousine of the Damned. So they took a Russian Imperial Stout, mm-hmm. a Scotch Ale, and a barley wine. Blended those, then stuck them in a Four Roses barrel for a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this was a good party. I mean, I went to a Solemn Oath beer dinner in Geneva maybe a couple years ago, and their beers are surprisingly, they play very well with food. It was nice.
I feel like Side Door did a Solemn Oath beer dinner. I feel like I went to it. Maybe I might have went to it.
Okay. Because I know we've been there for, Goose Island.
Bourbon County dinner.
Yeah, Bourbon County dinner, which was intense. And then we went back for the Against the Grain dinner.
And I've been Moody Tongue. Maybe I'm thinking Moody Tongue.
Yeah, you probably went for Moody Tongue. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite places, I think, for beer dinners.
I mean,
because, it's fancy without being stuffy, mm-hmm. That whole side of the Lurie's prime rib place. I think the Lurie's side is still kind of like, you know, old money, kind of like not really my jam.
Yeah, I've never gone there. I've never eaten there.
But this side is fun. So as you know, like that place, the whole building, Side Door Chicago, right off the Mag Mile, used to be a mansion. Mm-hmm. And apparently they used to have these opulent puppet plays there. We're always hearing about the puppets and how this used to be a puppet theater.
Okay.
People would get dressed in tuxedos. So after the party, he's like, hey, man, we got something special for you guys. Bring your beer. We're going to go across the street. We had no idea what that meant, but we went next door. And then we're walking up these creepy stairs, like three flights, and it's an apartment. It's like Robert McCormick's old apartment. And it's like all these beautiful old oil paintings. It's all, there's no lamps or anything. It's all candlelit.
Okay.
And, you know, they're pouring you, you know, cans of Solemn Oath. Oh, but anyway, then we finally get to see the puppets. There's these glass curios along the wall. It's like a museum for all the puppets.
So you could anyone go there?
Or that's a good question.
It's kind of like a private museum
I
at this
feel
point.
Like, yeah, I feel like... Well, the guy who led us up there kind of left us up there. We looked around. We're like, where's the guy?
Yeah.
And then, you know, it was just kind of creepy.
We're here alone with these puppets now. This is weird.
You know, but, I mean, I love this idea that, you know, they took this building, you know, and they're very proud of what it used to be. And they showcased throughout the space. They showcased that, you know, with all the paintings and all the references to the old theater. But then we actually got to go upstairs and see what these puppets looked like and have this, like, little... I would say maybe 15-person after party.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and it was really just enough room for that many people. That was really cool.
Yeah. Any standouts as far as the food or beer that meal?
I thought the best pairing was probably number 3, and that was the one where it's like it was like a curry. It's like a curry pork cheeks.
Okay.
And that was paired with a barley wine. So it was the kind of curry, it was that orange spicy curry. You know how curry can be kind of like brown and
green. You know,
and green.
And
this was
yellow.
Like the orange, whatever that one is. But I want to say Maduro curry. That sounds like it would be right.
Sounds possibly right, yeah.
That was my favorite pairing, number 3.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, the dessert was like these toasted peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on like marble bread.
Oh, cool.
And then it came with like a side of milk.
Okay.
I was like, I don't know what you want me to do with this milk, man. But I'll get down with this this barrel-aged cuvée.
That's weird. A side of milk.
Side of milk and then a glass of beer.
Okay. Yeah.
But you know, kudos to them, man, because what they did was they really focused on like portion control. You know, you can go to so many things. I think the Goose one was a good example. Like the beers were full pours, but the plates were not like. I want to say they were maybe like smaller than what you would typically order. And I could appreciate that when you're going 5 strong with 5 full beers.
Right, because you, I don't know, you get full fast at the beer dinners. There's also not a lot of beer dinners anymore. I think they kind of fell out of fashion, maybe.
I think you're right. They're starting to fade away. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was We Fear Change was the name of that beer. And the pork cheeks with the Madras curry.
Madras.
And crispy pork. Rinds and broccolini.
Nice.
Potatoes. It was good.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So that kicked off your, I guess, weekend there, right? And then you made it over to Beer Camp?
Yeah. So this is Sierra Nevada's Beer Camp across America. This is the largest, according to them, largest celebration of beer in the country. I mean, I don't know. Great American Beer Fest is pretty big, too.
Yeah, right?
You know?
Oh, maybe because they make it. They travel around with it.
I think once you count all 8 cities.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, it's not the biggest one. That, you know, this is the kind of party I kind of wish I could throw, you know? Just like right on Lake Michigan, right in this beautiful grand ballroom, a place we never, ever go. The last time I was there was 2 years ago for this thing.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was a really nice indoor-outdoor play. What I noticed this year was that they had International Row. So all the international brewers that they brewed with, a lot of them were all right in the front row, right by the stage. Okay. So you could check those out all at once. The first thing I did was I ran into the around the bend guys.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, they said they listened to the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
And they were
glad we like that beer.
Yeah, we were talking about Villainous, and he was saying, yeah, you know, we set up shop at Burn City, actually.
Oh, okay.
So when the whole El Syndicate thing fell apart.
Not at the brew pub, at the production brewery. Right.
Correct. So they're brewing out of there. Yeah, he was telling me a couple places that have a really nice, barrel-aged beer that he was proud of. So it's like Owen and Engine had it, and Fountainhead has it. So I'm kind of on the lookout for that, actually. We talked to those guys a little bit. Cheers to those guys. Hot Butcher, they had a Galaxy Bowl, which is their juicy Galaxy Hop IPA.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty killer. That's the first beer I had. Then I went outside and caught up with the Three Floyds guys. I was rolling with Josh from the Kankakee Journal that I hung out with when we went and did the Brickstone story.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, we ran into those guys, and they had like some really cool like pineapple sour on the Floyds guys and Zombie Dust.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So they were actually bringing not your standard beer at this event,
right? Like? So they were saying that this will eventually come out in Bombers, but I was kind of surprised, you know.
So were other breweries though showing up with like not just their flagship stuff,
either preview stuff or, you know, I would say some seasonal stuff.
Okay.
So like, Pipeworks had a Coffee Break Abduction.
Oh, cool.
And,
okay.
Miskatonic had like a double IPA, which I've never seen from them. That kind of thing. Yeah. Oh, so talking to the Floyds guys, I'm like, man, you know, how did you guys? Because we talked last week about Demon's Tap, the Donerman Tap.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's. I'm curious how you decide like where to put your beers, because this Donerman's Tap place, like we talked about last week, has all this like, you know, original Three Floyds artwork.
Yeah.
You know, from the guy who did all the characters. And she was like, oh well, he's a dungeon master. When
when
the Floyds crew does their Dungeons and Dragons stuff. Thing, so okay. They're like, they're bros from that. And I was like, it makes sense now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was that was a cool party.
Nice. Okay.
So.
Any standout like besides that Three Floyds beer? Did you have anything else that you were like, whoa?
Yeah, I was a big fan of you know, I thought that a lot of the Beer Camp Around the World stuff was kind of experimental, but there's a Treehouse East Meets West IPA that was probably my favorite beer. That's the one I went back and got the most.
Okay.
That one I remember. Oh, there's this crew called St. Aaron. That's who they were. It was the crew that's brewing that microphone that I saw at Beer in the Glass, but I couldn't think of their name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so St. Aaron had something called, Fruit Loops? No, Strange Loops. Strange Loops IPA. Strange. And then they had a stout with cinnamon and vanilla and coffee, and it was not shy at all on all three of those. Those were both really good. McKellar was there. He had the Spotten series is like their sour series. This one was green apple though. Hmm. And I was always told like, you know, if there's a green apple flavor in beer, you know, it's like an off flavor. You shouldn't really have it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, that was kind of weird.
Confusing. I guess it probably messes with your head a little bit.
I'm like, am I supposed to like this or am I supposed to be upset about this green apple? You know? Yeah. But shout out to the crew from New Zealand, man, Garage Project. They had two beers that were really nice. One was a Sauvignon Nouveau. It was a grape harvest pilsner. You know, like they use the grape, you know, the grape skins as well as the grape juice in their pilsner. And then they had a Chateau Arrow, which was an ale that they aged in Pinot Noir barrels.
Ooh, okay.
Both of those were really good.
Interesting.
So I had a great time, man. I mean, like, this space kind of sucks to get to, but once you get there, it's like, it's kind of the perfect fest, mm-hmm. you know, especially like in June like this. And, you know, like half the breweries are outside, which is smart.
Oh, that was cool.
Outside, but covered, you know, because of the open air layout of the space.
Mm-hmm.
It was dope, man. I had a good time.
And it's probably not too warm down there because you're on the water. So you're getting like a nice breeze coming in if you happen to walk outside or something like that.
Yeah. A huge stage inside for signage, you know, people drawing like, you know, live art. That, you know, that blends like the city with the Sierra Nevada logo. All the beers from the Sierra Nevada Beer Camp series are on one side,
mm-hmm.
international beers on the other side, and then everyone else is in the middle, kind of. Yeah. It was a good party. I really dug that party.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that was Saturday.
Yeah, that was Saturday.
Let's see. On, what was it, Saturday or Friday night, I was over in Michigan.
Right on. Pure Michigan.
Yeah, so we were up there for a friend's birthday. We just were hanging out at the cabin, but Friday night we decided like not to cook because people were going to come in at different times, so let's just all plan to meet at the Haymarket there.
You got a boat and you have a summer home in Michigan.
I have none of this. Okay, I have zero of this. I just enjoy the benefits, but this is not, we rented it like an Airbnb kind of thing. So, right. But we were like 15 minutes away from Haymarket, and last time I was there was for their soft opening, like their friends and family thing.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see it kind of in action because the like store was running, like their little like merch store. Yeah. They had like a tap room sign up. They had like, and there was people there.
Right. This is like a real production thing. Huh?
Yeah. So it was really cool to see it like in action. I guess there was a wedding that happened or maybe a rehearsal dinner. So it got crazy in there. It got really busy. I think last time I heard they were like maybe the season was just kind of starting, so they were kind of like finding their footing a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's nice that to see it so busy like there. It's just like it was packed.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. No, didn't see Pete. I know he was in the area because their cans just got delivered, so they're gonna start kicking those out here soon.
Yeah. I saw Jana from, she was pouring at Haymarket.
Okay.
Had on a killer dress. It was like this like really long dress with like skulls all over it. I was like, yeah, Brad's up there now. He's up at the other Haymarket.
Yeah, I think she's kind of in charge of the Chicago place and has nothing really to do with the Michigan one. So
okay.
I'm sure she knows kind of what's happening, but not to the great extent that maybe Pete does because he's up there all the time.
Okay.
But I was talking to Maeve and like all their glasses, they pour in almost like normal glasses. Like they're not pint glasses. They're just kind of your normal like drinking glasses you see.
Like a tumbler glass like that? Like
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah, something like you might have fruit juice in it or it might be a cocktail or something.
Right.
All right.
Which is kind of interesting, but then I'm like, I'm doing this and it doesn't make for like great pictures of your drinks, right?
Are they branded at all?
No. So yeah. Unless you have like a good coaster or you can grab like a sign or something nearby there, you're kind of like, oh, where am I?
Mm.
So I was thinking about that later. Like it'd be nice if there was some sort of branding or something on the table more. Maybe you just needed something so because it limits your Instagrams. Like
I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. Maybe that's just how it is now, and it's still evolving.
Yeah. Because they've only been open since, what, December? So this will be their first summer season that they're kind of kicking off here.
Yeah, I want to say, like, then they just do the pizza up there, I think, right?
Well, they have pizzas, they have salads, they have some sausages.
Okay.
Pizzas were taking a little longer than I felt like normally, but I know they were busy that time, so who knows? But they were still good.
I was at the Haymarket here, and on their menu, half the beers, maybe more than half, were all coming from that location up in Michigan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, why not? You buy it from yourself than to sell it, right? So
makes sense. You're your biggest customer.
Right, exactly. Oh. And then Saturday, we were out and we made it over to Greenbush. We hit up the Annex this time. I had never been, because they own like four buildings on that block. There's
really?
The Greenbush Brewery. Then there's like a restaurant next door to that. Uh-huh. Across the street is called the Annex with a whole bunch of outdoor space. And then they have like another Green Bush on the other side of it too.
So this is all like if it's not in the same town as Haymarket, it's like right next door.
Yeah, it's like 5-10 minutes away if you're driving. So that was cool. We sat outside and just had like a beer. We were making a grocery run to go get more I don't know, chips and stuff like that. Like we needed chips and Band-Aids. That's what we needed.
Supplies for this cabin, man.
We had plenty of beer. I think we needed more orange juice for like our rum drink we were making. So we're like, let's stop at Greenbush, check out what they had. I can't even remember what I had now off the top of my head, but it was pretty awesome.
Anger.
It was awesome to see. I didn't have the anger. But it was awesome to see like the place is packed and they own like the block basically. Like
that's pretty wild.
That's crazy.
I still haven't been up there.
Mm-hmm. But that's not necessarily as Chicago related as Haymarket is.
Chicagoans do love leaving Chicago.
Yeah.
We are examples of that.
So those are my like two brewery stops this weekend, but then you like inched into a couple more things here earlier on this week before we're recording.
Yeah, one other thing, man. There was this media day at this place called Air Chicago. It's rooftop season, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and boat season, you know, festival season. But this rooftop Air Chicago is at the Hyatt Centric. So Hyatt Centric is like this new spin on some of their hotels. So there's one at the Mag Mile, and then there's one, you know, a little closer to, you know, the less douchey part of the loop, you know, a little further closer to like, you know, West Loop.
Okay.
You know, and that's where I was. So, so they got a new menu, and then they have new beers on tap. So I'm noticing a theme here, man. And then like, we talk about the whole AB thing and less choices and how, you know, at some point you're just going to see a lot of these bars, and people in New York complain about it because I think there's a bar at the airport where it's like nothing but like AB stuff, you know, at the bar, you know. And I think on the Windy City side, you know, they've got a similar setup where you go to a lot of bars downtown, and it's like the whole bar is all Windy City. Now, granted, Windy City has the best lineup in town, you know, Rev and fucking Lagunitas and Half Acre, you know, they're all on the same label.
So okay.
You start to see that a little bit. So you go to this bar, and it's like, hey, we got Daisy Cutter. And these are good things. We got Daisy Cutter. We got Anti-Hero. And then and Gooseneak's in there, so they had the Old Man Grumpy from the Fulton and Wood stuff.
Oh, okay. That's like their newest release there.
Yeah. So they were just kind of saying, hey, come out. Check out this view. We open at 3 for happy hour. And, you know, we got some nice bar food.
Oh, cool.
So I went for that. It was all about the view at that place, but I just noticed that theme, like, you know, because I work downtown, and any bar you hit within a 4-block radius pretty much all has the same beers on tap.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're all good beers, but they're all the exact same beers. Okay. So somebody's out there hustling, getting it done, so yeah. Good for them. But you kind of want a little bit more.
A little variety, okay.
A little bit more.
Nice, and the view is great?
So you get a little bit of the lake, but mostly just the surrounding buildings. But 24 floors up, so it's a proper rooftop.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we went to that.
Yeah, I think there was the photo of that on the Instagram. So,
yeah, I'm glad we didn't, you know, injure anybody accidentally.
Taking your photos?
Accidentally spilling your Daisy Cutter 24 floors.
Ouch, yikes. Yeah, that's always the, going up to what, the Miller Coors Bar, and you're kind of...
Fred Nadol's pub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shout out to the Hop Review. I hung out with them during during that one. So
nice.
Yeah. It's good. Awesome.
Cool. So that's all the stuff we made it to this past week.
Yeah.
You did a lot. I guess I did. I went to 2 breweries.
You went to 2 breweries, man. That's bad. Yeah, team effort, man. Yeah.
Woo. We are crushing it here on Chicago Beer Fast. But then there's a few events coming up this week that are worth checking out. I know we may be at some of them, but let's go down this list.
Yeah, for sure. We'll dive into it. We'll go this weekend, Friday and Saturday. This is Craft Brews at the Zoo. This is Lincoln Park Zoo. This is a Josh Siegel production.
Oh, cool.
Our good friend Josh, who's been on the show. Let's see, 75 beers, the 16th and the 17th. VIP is $79. General admission is $49. If you get a VIP ticket, you get access to food and beer pairings from Band of Bohemia.
Oh, nice. Cool. Also, Friday is a Friday Night Lights, right? Friday Night Flights.
Friday Night Flights. This is the, mayor of Chicago. This is his initiative, and Choose Chicago.
Yeah, so we talked about this a little bit last week because there was that podcast he put out with Haymarket.
Right.
I don't know if there's like a new one. I don't know what their like schedule is for this podcast, but whatever. This one is over on Milwaukee, a little bit near Hopewell by that McDonald's, if anyone knows Milwaukee Avenue Square kind of area.
You're talking like near Milwaukee and Diversity right there.
Yeah. So the breweries, I think this time are going to be like Peace, Hopewell, Ailman, Lake Effect. I think there's one more that I'm forgetting, but yeah, you can check that out on Friday night.
That ought to be cool, man. Mm-hmm. Like a little mini craft beer fest.
Yeah.
Right on.
Anything else on Friday?
Nothing else on Friday.
Okay. Saturday, I know out in Lombard over at Noon Whistle is their summer fest.
Right on.
So they're going to have lots of food trucks, and then it only costs you $5.
That's it?
Yeah, but you have to, I think, pay for everything, but $5 to get in, you get like a red cup. Mm-hmm. And then if you have this cup...
Sponsored by Solo.
Sponsored by Solo, yeah. If you have a red cup, all the beers are just $4.
Oh, sweet.
So besides like limited releases or whatever. I don't know what sort of limited releases they have, but that's not bad. I think they have like a huge parking lot because it's in like behind, like it's in the back, like, you know, there's Whirly Ball there. So it's like in a shopping center kind of area. So... check that out. That goes on from noon till 11 p.m. So Lombard's not that tricky to get to if you can drive because it's kind of right off the expressway, too.
Yeah, just west of the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So check that out. Then over at the zoo, right? Is that Friday?
No, we did the zoo.
Oh, we did. That was Friday and Saturday.
That was Friday and Saturday. And then Wednesday, next week Wednesday, is around the bend. They're doing a 4-course dinner at Fork. So
okay.
There'll be 4 beers there. Fork is a sister restaurant to Knife. This is up in Lincoln Square, man.
I felt like you're like, That was just such a setup for like a joke. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I guess you have to at this point open up like a dessert place. Yeah. That's Spoon. That's an ice cream parlor. It's called Spoon.
Roll it out at this point. Yeah.
And I don't know what Knife is called.
Hang your hat up. Yeah.
Is Knife just like a?
I think Knife is the steakhouse. I think Fork is more the casual.
Okay. You
know, casual gastropub concept. Their food's really good though. Okay. I did go there one night. Their food is nice.
Okay, and so then Spoon will be the dessert shop.
Coming soon.
That opens. Spoon. Yeah. Spoon. The ice cream. Shoppy.
But I know we talked about Around the Bend 2 weeks in a row. So if you're curious about their beers and you want something to do featuring beers, check out Fork. Check out Around the Bend. There's four beers, four beer and food pairings.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That's up in Lincoln Square.
Nice.
Yeah.
Then
short week, man. But, you know, Father's Day. So people probably aren't planning a lot of stuff.
Father's Day is Sunday.
Yeah. So there's a lot of food stuff. I know it's like the Pilsen Taco Festival.
Yeah.
And a couple other food things cracking.
Cool.
But this is all that we found for beer stuff, man. All
right. Well, before we wrap up this week's episode, any beer news that's been happening?
Yeah, beer news will be short and sweet, man. Shout out to Vocalo Radio, man. That's a public radio station that's based at Navy Pier. Mm-hmm. So Prince's birthday was last Wednesday. So during fireworks, they had a Prince house party, which was awesome.
Okay.
I only brought it up because there were only three items there. There was Peace Pizzeria, food, and beer from Lagunitas and Rev.
Okay.
That was it. It was basically.
All right. I was wondering how you were going to work this.
He's like, how do we turn this twist and turn this in, right?
I get that you're digging the Prince here, but how are you working this story?
You know, I'm a big Prince. I'm a big Prince fan. But yeah, that was cool. So, you know, three Chicago breweries represented at the Prince house party, man.
Okay, nice.
Went to 18th Street for a little bit this week. Asked them about the barrel massacre that they had, you know, their annual barrel program or barrel party. Said they drew 500 people to that thing.
Oh, wow.
And their place is kind of small, so 500 people probably fills that place out.
Okay.
Yeah, that was cool. So, and finally in news, Goose Island announced their BCS variants this week.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
there was I think they put out a video, like, tasting them all, right?
Yeah?
Okay.
I want to see that.
Like, when they're, I don't want to say brewmaster, but someone, I'm not sure the title of the person that was recording or talking about them. Okay. So, but they put out a video.
Yeah.
But what are the variants?
There's two coffees. There's a barley wine. There's something called BCS Reserve, which is a 11-year-old Knob Creek barrel.
Okay.
And then there's the original BCS. And then they got this other weird one for national distribution. I don't know if they've given it a name. But anyway, it's got like almonds and blueberry extract in it.
So it's like the proprietors of this
I think
year.
It's like it might be like, well, you know, Regal Rye a few years ago with the purple label was like that. It was one that had like sour cherries and it was in a rye barrel with like sea salt. So maybe this is that version. This is this year's version of that. The prop this year, which is usually the Chicago only one, is a cassia bark. They really love the cassia bark on the prop. Cassia bark, roasted almonds, and banana.
Ooh, okay.
I'm curious to know how that works. Does it sit on bananas? Like, how does that work?
I don't know. Yeah, do you just put the bananas in it?
Because that was a problem with coconuts, the first prop. Was really awesome, Prop 14, but it was they put actual coconuts in it. So after a few months, the coconuts would
separate.
It would separate. There I go with the mic again. The coconut would separate, and so when you got your, you know, you sat on it,
you kind of needed to swirl it.
You got to shake it up, yeah. And then the next year, they just use coconut water.
Okay,
but I'm wondering how this banana thing is going to work.
Hey, I don't know if bananas separate as much. I don't know.
We got to go out there and get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, we need to test these. We need to taste them.
I'm a big fan of Knob Creek, though, so I'm excited about.
And this is the most variants we've ever seen, right?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
And it's probably the most, I think, bottles, too. I think people need to remember that these are not that limited. Like, they are, but they're not, right?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
how can you do, what was it, seven, six?
They're doing seven.
Seven variants. It's not that limited, right?
Yeah, you know, they're gonna sit on a lot of it and throw parties all, you know, for all year.
Those are like kegs and stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but bottles, yeah. But a lot of it's going to end up in all across the country. They're in all 50 states.
Right, they now have to make enough that they can make it everywhere because you can't have someone in, you know, Nevada being like, I didn't get my coconut water, Bourbon County. That's
so
not one of them.
You can keep this
coffee.
You can keep this 312 green, pal. I don't ever want it again.
Yeah, where's my coffee, Bourbon County? Didn't even come here.
They're doing two coffees this year. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the one coffee they're doing is Espresso Black Cat, which is the original coffee BCS from 2010. That's the last time they used that blend.
So they announced this, but they haven't announced who the fuck their Pitchfork beer is?
Yeah, who they're brewing with Pitchfork. Just tell us you're brewing with Solange and tell us when she's going to be at the brewery so
I
we can
like
come
they
down there.
Brew with like George Clinton.
I mean, tell us when Parliament Funkadelic is doing a... Because, you know, when they did a beer with Run the Jewels, I look up and, like, Juan Kim and Honeymeter, they're posting all these pictures on, like, Sunday morning, like, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's just them and, like, 10 people at Run the Jewels. And I'm like, come on.
You guys tell some people.
You got to tell us about this.
All right. Before we just go off topic here, we got to get out of here.
Right on.
All right. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch.
All right, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at B-Rad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. We mentioned Instagram many a times. That's at Chicago Beer Pass. Our Facebook page is / Chicago Beer Pass. We're usually posting other photos, events, things we come across that might be worthwhile. So check that up and follow it for sure. And the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version. Yeah. And that'll do it for this week's episode.
Cheers.